In this session, you will awaken within you a deep connection with the three pillars of a healthy relationship with money. You will have more confidence with your money, a deep sense of joy with how you spend and save, and a profound sense of peace that you are abundant and taken care of, so much so that you can't help but contribute to those around you. You will have strengthened the three money archetypes that uphold those pillars: the warrior, the wizard, and the wise elder. Find a comfortable position where you can just let your body relax with your hands apart and your legs uncrossed. Simply follow the sound of my voice and follow my instructions for the next few minutes until you start to count down, at which point you can really let go. And if at any point you need to emerge from trance, you will do so feeling refreshed. But for now, you can just let go. Begin by concentrating on your breath. Take a few deep breaths comfortably, filling up your lungs. With every exhalation, allow yourself to release any unnecessary tension. Scan your body from top to bottom. Notice where stress may have accumulated. Now, on a scale of 0 to 100, how tense are you? Where 100 is very tense, and 0 being perfectly at peace, fully relaxed. And whatever number you feel that you're at, notice whatever lets you notice that you're at that number, and bring your awareness there. Feel if you can bring that effortless unwinding into that tension. Feel into the fact that relaxing is the opposite of making an effort. It's just letting go of tension. It's the easiest thing to do. Simply pay attention inside. You can ask yourself, what state of being am I in right now? It's just as a way to turn consciousness inward. And for now, you can follow the sound of my voice, simply following my instructions. Bring your awareness here and now, until eventually, when you start to count down, you can just let go and let your mind drift. But for now, just pay attention and follow the sound of my voice. In a moment, I'll count up from 1 to 3. At the number 3, you will lift just slightly one of your fingers. Then I'll count down from 3 to 1. And at the number 1, you let that finger drop down. This will simply instruct your deep inner mind to relax. To relax any unnecessary tension. 1, 2, 3, lifting one single finger just slightly, and 3, 2, 1, letting it go, dropping deeper into that effortless release. Every single time that you listen to this audio and practice this effortless letting go, you can do so more deeply simply by willing it. As you follow the sound of my voice, that deep inner part of your mind will guide you into a comfortable, natural state of trance. Trance is something natural that your mind does frequently, sometimes without you even noticing. For now, simply bring your attention to your eyes. Just relax your eyes completely. Relax all the muscles in your eyelids. Relax all the muscles around your eyes. Just imagine what it would feel like if your eyes could feel tired and heavy, like after a long day. Just relax your eyes so much to the point that it becomes impossible to open them. Imagine that you can bring the best qualities of that relaxation to the top of your head and let it flow all throughout your body. Imagine waves of relaxation flowing through you effortlessly. And just imagine what it would feel like if you felt twice as at ease as you are right now. Imagine what would be different in the way you felt, the way you breathe. And with every exhalation, whether it's done consciously, automatically, within the deep part of your mind, you continue to unwind. Just release deeper. At any point you notice any kind of tension, that's fine. Your unconscious can let it relax even more, and it's right to do so. As the same as you can relax tension from a muscle, you can release tension in your mind. In the same way that you can relax a muscle, you begin to relax your mind. Feel into what it might feel like to relax your mind much more deeply. Begin to very slowly, silently in your mind, count down backwards from 300 to 99 to 98 to 97. Let those numbers go by more and more slowly. Take a few moments between every number to feel into that effortlessly releasing. You can relax even more. With every number that goes by, relax your mind. Until you relax the numbers right out of your mind. Until they just disappear. And for now, as you continue to count down, your subconscious can remember the experience of going down an elevator or descending a staircase. Imagine the sensation of drifting deeper until eventually your mind may forget to count and you start to think of other things. And that's fine. Just notice that you don't notice exactly when your mind drifts off and forgets to count. Only when you notice that it has. Every time it does, you can drift deeper into trance. There are so many different ways to experience trance. Sometimes it feels like a simple daydream. Sometimes you will notice great shifts in your perceptions, in moments of awareness. Sometimes you can let go of so much that you can drift off so completely, and that's fine. It doesn't matter whether your conscious mind focuses and concentrates, or if it wanders and drifts. Either way, your deep subconscious mind hears what it needs to hear and integrates it. So you don't need to know what changes happen way down in your mind, so that you can enter into comfortable states of trance. in the same way as you don't need to know what happens in your muscles when you choose to move. You simply set the intention and it happens. Likewise, you just set the intention to enter into a comfortable trance, and that deep inner part of your mind takes care of it all for you. So for now, just imagine yourself in the most relaxing place ever. Imagine yourself somewhere just for you, where you can just unwind. Maybe for you, this is a beach or a garden or your bed. Every time you think of yourself in this very relaxing place, you can add in a few more details. Whether that sensation is the feeling of the sun warming your skin, or a cool breeze, whether it's sound, waves on the shore, or blowing leaves in the trees. Adding a few more details to this place every time you go into trance. Notice what you most enjoy about it. Simply notice where inside you feel the most comfortable, the most at ease. You don't need to know which parts of your mind creates changes now. You can go into trance deeply and easily. There are so many different parts to the mind that it's hardly possible to be aware of all of them at once. You can simply let yourself become absorbed in the movements of your own mind. And as your perceptions naturally change and shift, taking all the time that you want to do so, let it all just slow down more and more. Just like shifting gears inside, unwinding. Like anything else that you practice, the more often you choose to go into trance, it becomes easier and easier. You can get more of a feeling for that shift in frequency that happens when you let it slow down. You can reproduce that and make that shift happen inside effortlessly. But for now, you can let your subconscious take care of that for you. But every time you go into trance, you find how easy it is to just release. So when you take the time to go into deep hypnotic trance, you can still hear everything I say. There can be changes. Sometimes it feels like a subtle switch in your perceptions, in your awareness. Sometimes you find yourself totally at ease in body and mind. And you just allow yourself to let go. You don't have to make any effort and try to think or stop thinking. Your deep inner mind takes you as deep into trance as is best. And here, trance can happen almost automatically. So from now on, if there was anything left to the numbers, just let them go. And I'll count backwards from 5 to 1. And every number that I count, that deep part of your mind can take you deeper into trance. And imagine the sensation of drifting down deeper and deeper, unwinding, releasing. 5. Every time you go into trance, you access more and more all of the resources of the whole of your mind. you tap into all of the potential of the whole of your psyche, deep down inside. 4. Effortlessly releasing deeper down, down, deeper, simply drifting, dropping, dreaming. 3. That deep central part of your mind can help you navigate to that space between waking and dreaming. And the more often you choose to go into trance, the more you develop your own ability to define your inner experience, so you can access that place deep down inside, where you create your own personal experience, where you become more and more free to create the changes you want, so that you feel better and better. 2. Way down, simply let go deeper. When you go into trance, any sound that you hear doesn't bother you. On the contrary, you notice how you can even be more relaxed inside. So every sound that you hear allows you to enter deeper into trance. And if at any point you need to emerge from trance, you can do so feeling refreshed and alert. But for now, you can just let go. Way down. 1. Deeper and deeper. And with every word that I say and every sound that you hear, continue to just let go deeper. In this deep state of trance, you are reminded of the confidence that you now have with money. You no longer feel insecure and naive with money. You are filled with an unshakable knowing that you know a lot about money. And if there are places you are not sure of, you have the confidence and the strength to discover the answers you need. The money warrior within you is awake and ready to lead you into more of a powerful, confident stance with money. The pillar of confidence is becoming stronger. You know about how the banking systems work. You are aware of the various investment choices you can make. You have the confidence to ask questions of others when you don't understand. Your confidence is growing stronger every day. Before, you felt unsure and scared of the money world. But now, money no longer feels scary or overwhelming. You are armed with knowledge and education. You feel so secure with money that you can now educate those around you with compassion and care. Your financial confidence is palpable. And people can see how together you are with your money, even when you know you can learn more. You do everything with courage and purpose. Your confidence with money shows up as a savvy warrior that makes educated choices, that moves you closer to your goals. The warrior in you is able to take action and has patience to know when to act. Your warrior is willing to take educated and smart risks in order to move you closer to the outcome you desire. The warrior may not always win, but the confidence and strength within never quits. You are willing to get up after falling down and dust yourself off and keep focused on where you are going. You have a strong, brilliant, determined, and compassionate warrior within. This warrior also knows how to care for those around you. It empowers others to lead when they are ready. Your warrior can recognize those that want to help you, and it's willing to receive that help when needed. You have a powerful, balanced warrior that holds the pillar of confidence with money. Your warrior also can let your wizard lead when it's time. You have cultivated a beautiful sense of peace with all the things in your life. You see the beauty and innovation of all the things in the material world. You have a deep connection to flow and timing. You trust that the universe has your back, and you listen to the whisperings of your intuition. The echo of truth and alignment follow you in everything you choose. You enjoy the things of this world and fully embody the pleasures they give you. This is a powerful space of peace for you. You surround yourself with people that also feel the flow in their choices. That magic, or that inner wizard within, trusts that you have enough and you are fully taken care of. You can celebrate the food you eat, the experiences you have, the clothes you wear, and the things you interact with daily. You are filled with gratitude and joy just by walking on this earth. You see the beauty in all things around you and are filled with awe and ecstasy. Your wizard is awake and present in everything you do. You overflow with peace in your life. You're filled with gratitude at all the things and people and opportunities that fill each moment of each day. Gratitude opens your heart and you swell with the love of your life. You feel a deep inner peace intermingled with the confidence of the warrior, and the pillar of peace is alive and powerful. You notice when to stay and wait and when to act. You have a deep sense of your intuition and your love for those around you. Your wizard is able to connect to the flow of the universe and allows for the manifestations to come into your life with ease. The trust and flow is the exact elements that creates the life you desire. All of your needs are met, and you feel the exuberance and satisfaction of always feeling nurtured and taken care of. It is this peace that dissolves any feelings of scarcity or lack. The abundance that flows into your world is in direct relation to the trust that you are fully taken care of and supported. Your wizard knows how connected you are to everything. Just relax and trust. the wizard invites your inner wise elder to stand strong, upholding the pillar of joy. The feelings of joy washes through every interaction. It's almost as if the wise elder can have a deep communion with the things around you. They are directly connected to the whole story of the things in your life, where they are made, how they support you, the art, innovation, the clothing, the food that you eat. They all have a life force that communicates with your body. The wise elder knows the joy within all the physical things around you and will direct you to interact with the things that vibrate with the most joy. It's through these interactions that the wise elder is telling a new story for you and those around you. Your wise elder knows that we are in this together, and the old paradigm of more is better no longer motivates your actions. The peace of connections with the earth and the elements on it, and the respect and honoring of the planet sings in your bones. You are overflowing with joy. The wise elder knows our history and is joyfully creating a new story. It's in this unfolding that the pillar of joy can truly be strengthened. Learning how to commune with this planet with compassion and joy, with choice and alignment. The wise elder within you is awakened. They do not hold the devastation of the past or the anger of the present, but rather they hold a joyful new story that is unfolding as we speak. Your wise elder laughs from this present moment. It's reverberating into the future a beautiful new vibration of innovation and excitement. It's with this laughter that the web of a new story surrounds everything. It commingles with what is now and changes it into something sustainable. Right. It's your wise elder that's holding the unknown with joyful, present, and exuberant laughter. It is this wise elder that sits at the cutting edge of possibility and drops laughter, hope, and wisdom into the mix. It's your wise elder that's making new neural pathways that have never existed before. Your wise elder is mutable and benevolent. They are pioneers of the unknown. The joy and excitement of this new story is intoxicating. And just engaging with your wise elder brings a childlike excitement into every choice. You have supported this pillar of joy, and it will stand strong and uphold a new future for all. Standing strong with your warrior of competence, your wizard of peace, and your wise elder of joy creates a balanced and transformational foundation with the money in your life. You are ready to move forward with purpose and truth. Congratulations for uncovering your three pillars of a healthy relationship to money. With each day and with each choice, you will strengthen them even more. Feel the fullness of all three. Feel the balance of your triad. A hero stands in the center. It's you knowing that you have arrived. You are truly a money hero. Congratulations. Stand proud and strong. You deserve this. And now, in a moment, as I count up from five, you can either transition into a deep, restful sleep or into a state that is wide awake and energized, whatever you had intended before going into trance. One. And now that deep inner part of your mind can cycle through positive beliefs and reinforce themselves and become more and more of your reference point. Two. And feel the presence of your awareness here and now as you observe your inner experience and observe your breath. Observe the act of observing it. Three, imagine that you can fill your body with the presence of your awareness like a hand in a glove. Four, fully present here and now, ready to transition fully into a state that's ready to make the most of the rest of your day, or to transition into a deep, restful sleep where you can continue to integrate these positive beliefs. And five, whatever you like, if you haven't yet, you can open your eyes and feel good.